there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London by Tower Bridge. So let's get down to business. Today's show is going to be very special. We have the Switchio team. We have Ingrid and Jack, who flew in this morning from Singapore to attend our event, an open panel discussion on blockchain tomorrow at the Grand Connaught Rooms. And that'll be the 6th of June. Right now, let me just set the scene. We're in a lovely restaurant overlooking Tower Bridge in the City of London. It's a beautiful view. You can probably hear the noise behind me. It's quite loud. It's quite clunky. It's in a beautiful Italian restaurant. We've just had a beautiful meal here. But I wanted to jump on. I'm going to get Jack in a second on the show. But I just wanted to break down, explain the scene. It's coming into evening. It's a beautiful day here in the City of London. We've had a massively sunny day, good vibes in Shoreditch, where we're based, which is just outside the city, and we've been rocking it as we always do. Really, really excited for our event tomorrow. We've got a phenomenal lineup with Laurie Kehoe, one of the managing directors of Consensus, speaking. We also have Christoph, who is the CEO and co-founder of Iovo, which is a really interesting upcoming ICO on data ownership using DAG technology. But what I think what's most exciting about Iovo is that the Cambridge Analytica whistleblower is actually part of the core team. She's going to be advising, she's going to be helping them run this. So for me, that's really interesting. Someone who's made history in the way she has to be part of this. And I've had the honor of meeting Brittany herself, the Cambridge Analytica whistleblower, back at Consensus a couple of weeks ago. What an amazing woman, how smart she is. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what the project does. But I'm more importantly looking forward to hearing from Christoph tomorrow at our event. And let's break it down. Anyone in the City of London is welcome. If you don't already are active, or if you're not already active on Eventbrite or Meetup, please email myself for the invite, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. But before we get on to the switch here, guys, I'm going to speak to Oliver, our in-house blockchain analyst. Oliver, how was your day? Break it down for me.
All right. I had a really, really busy day today, actually, Charles. So we've had four really interesting projects come across my desk today. They're all early stage ICOs. And we've really noticed here at SVK Crypto that the ICO market's really started picking up again. And the key theme that seems to run through all these ICOs is high-performing blockchains. And actually, blockchains is probably the wrong word to use, because a lot of them are now using distributed ledger technology. A lot of them are DAGs, and they're moving away from the traditional blockchain architecture. But there's some really cool deals like Serrano, like Talor, Seller Network, which they're all trying to solve the scalability issue in different ways and make it easier for developers to program onto their blockchain. So, you know, the majority of my day was taken up with that. And obviously we have our event tomorrow that we're all looking to organize and get everything ready for. So all in all, very, very busy day at the SVK Crypto HQ.
So now I'm going to pass you over to Jack, who's the co-founder of Switchio Network. Jack, how are you finding London so far? I know it's your first time here.
Hey, Charles. London's been great, man. Like, we landed at like 7 in the morning, and then we spent 2 hours getting lost in the tube before you picked us up. Yeah, it was really fun.
Okay, cool. So how have you found the transition from Singapore? I know this is your first time in London. How have you found it, man? How have you found kind of walking around the streets? We did some walking earlier in East London around Shoreditch. Do you notice a big difference, or is the difference barely noticeable for you? I mean, what's your kind of your first feelings on the place?
Well, London's weather is great, man, compared to Singapore. Singapore is just really hot all year round. You know, it's really cool here in London. Winds, the weather's really nice. Wind's really strong. Getting really cold.
That's rocking, man. That's rocking. So obviously you're going to be speaking on our panel discussion tomorrow. We're really excited for you and the other guest speakers. You're speaking about blockchain and speaking about what you know best. Would you be so kind to give the listeners a quick overview of what Switchio is? Like, just a quick 30-second, bring us up to speed of what you guys are doing, where you've come from.
All right. Hey, thanks, Charles. So Switchio is the first decentralized exchange built on Neo. We did our ICO just 2 months ago in mid-March, and we raised $8.7 million during our ICO.
Woo!
Woo! Since then, we launched our mainnet later in March, and right now we have about we're pulling about $3 million in daily volume with about 11,000 users. So, you know, with that, we're like the fourth largest DEX. So it's super exciting for us so far.
That's really exciting. So if you look at Switchio and you look at other decentralized exchanges, I mean, IDEX, you know, what would they do? I mean, where would you break down Switchio compared to the other major decentralized exchanges? Could break it down by volume and play Switchio within that. That'd be cool.
So I think the main focus for Switchio is actually to build across multiple blockchains and not just exist on a single blockchain, and to focus a lot on the user experience and the user interface of a decentralized exchange. Because I think one of the key factors that are driving people away from these decentralized exchanges is the user interface and experience when using them. I think the learning curve to actually jump onto a decentralized exchange is quite hard, and to cover the full range of services compared to a centralized exchange, basically, yeah.
So if you look at the market at the minute, who would you say is the biggest decentralized exchange?
Right now, IDEX is the biggest decentralized exchange in terms of volume. But, well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much IDEX now.
Okay. How much volume would you say IDEX do, let's say, on a daily basis or on an average day? How much volume goes through those guys?
I think IDEX is currently pulling about 10, and compared to us, we're pulling about 2 or 3 every day.
If you look at, you know, IDEX has been around for a little while now. How long have you guys been in town for? You know, how long have you guys been active and live for?
So we've actually only been live for about 2 months. So, yeah, exactly, right?
And where would you rank compared to IDEX? Are you the top 4, top 5? Where would you say you rank in regards to volumes at the minute, at this current point in time? Obviously, you're going to be number one. But at the current point in time, where would you say you are?
So IDEX is currently first, and we are ranked fourth right now. So, I mean, I think it's pretty exciting for us since we only launched 2 months ago.
Absolutely. And I know yourself and the team have been working super hard there in Singapore, and we really appreciate you coming over here to our town, London, and speaking to the Switchio community over here, because I know it's been growing enormously day by day, and I know the excitement for you to be in London is astronomical. So we really, really appreciate you coming down with the marketing team as well. So we really appreciate you guys coming down. So thank you so much for coming down. And we're really looking forward to you speaking tomorrow. So let's make it happen, man. And we'll be reporting live from the event tomorrow. So thank you, Jeff, for coming on the show. Thanks for coming out for dinner with us. And you're going to rock it in London. You're going to love every second of it, I guarantee you.
Hey, thanks for having us, Jack. That's right, Charles. Whoops, sorry.
That's so cool, man. Let's make it happen. Let's do this. So before we kind of wrap up the show this evening and have an early night, I wanted to get Oliver back on because he's got some really interesting points on why SVK Crypto took a position in Switchio and what we see the future of Switchio being. So Oliver, what's going on? What's the deal?
All right, so we're really passionate about our position in Switchio. We've been early backers from the beginning, and There's several reasons why both Switchio have done really well, and we really believe in the project. The first reason is that it's a great example of a team who are executing on their roadmap, who didn't come to an ICO with just a white paper. They had a real project. They had built up on the testnet. They launched on their mainnet, in fact, 2 weeks after their ICO. And they've just gone from strength to strength. They've just recently announced Ledger Support, which is the first Neo-based application ever to be able to support Ledger application, which is really, it's already a big deal, and it'll actually help both the Switch.io team, but also other Neo developers in the future. They're launching their V2 trading engine, which is going to allow for off-chain confirmations, so instant confirmations on their trading engine, which is going to be really, really cool. They're also doing Qtum pairs and Ethereum pairs down the line, so they're planning to just to branch out from just the Neo blockchain. The real vision that they have is to improve the user interface and experience to rival those of centralized exchanges, so that when you use their exchange, you really don't recognize that you're using a decentralized exchange, because it functions just the same as a Binance, a Kraken, a Bitfinex. And I think that is the key to their success, and the key to mass adoption of decentralized exchanges moving forward.
Oliver, I think that's a perfect summary of Switch.io. Switch.io, Jack's clapping, he's jacked up. Switch.io are definitely a core position of SVK Crypto. We have nothing but belief in the project and where they're looking to go, and we have nothing but support for the guys at Switch.io. They went from literally a four-man team to, I believe at the minute, a 12, 14, growing by the day. So we're really, really happy, and we're really proud of everything they've done, and we're really excited to be part of their journey. Once again, everyone is invited to our event tomorrow in the city of London. We're really excited to see everyone down there.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.